Today's daf in Masechet Kritut brought to you. Mibein Chomot Yerushalayim, our closing daf is daf Chavchet, and we are holding a Tehillah and Mishnah on daf Chavzayin Amud Bet. Mevi'in mehegdesh kisba seira. If somebody went ahead and was magdish money for a korban chatat, which lomaisa, an individual korban yochid as a chatat, could be either a kisba or seira, and he was magdish a kisba, he can be mevi from the hegdesh of a kisba a seira, because he always had the option of one or the other, and they are the same. Mehegdesh seira kisba. If he was magdish a seira, he could change his mind and he could bring a kisba. Furthermore, in a case where we're talking about a korban olah v'yored, where if someone became poor, then he doesn't bring a kisba seira, he brings taurin instead. He can indeed utilize the money that he had set aside for a kisba or seira. He can instead bring taurin uvneyonah. Now, the truth is, this is a little bit of a problem, because once he already set aside his korban, that's what defines his chiyuv of ba'oni or ba'osher. So some learn that it's talking about that he had set aside only partially the money, then he didn't have enough for the rest. Others learn that he set aside money to buy and then the price went up. Vis-a-vis the new price, he's an ani, so now he can use that money for buying his ofot. If he set aside money for Torin of Neonah, Hegdesh Torin of Neonah, and then he became yet poorer, then he could use that to buy the lowest form of the Korban olah v'yored, which is a mincha, a sirita ifa. And this is what we're talking about, ketzad, the case being, where it was mafresh money for a kisba or for a sira, and then became poor, heani. He can use that money towards an of, if he further became heani. He can use that money towards an asiri ta'ifa. If he set aside an asiri ta'ifa and he became rich, he can add to that money and bring a korban oaf. He can have it even richer. He can add to that money and he can now bring an animal, a kisba, or a seira. Some have the gears in the Mishnah, which we'll see later on anyway in the Braita. We can actually wait till there, that if he brought a korban and it was nista'ev, he now has money, not that he had set aside the ofot, he actually already set aside the behemot, but they became balei mumin and he became poor, then he can be a v'midameim of the same story with nista'ev. Okay, but we can wait till we get to the Gemara. How do we know that you are allowed to apply the kedusha of damim towards something else? The Tanur Rabbanan, you'll notice a very strange thing, that when it comes to the korban olah v'yored, in two of the cases, the highest price and the middle price, so when it's talking about a sirat izim or a kisba on his chet, over there it says beferush v'chiper alav hakohen mechataso. In the case where it's the middle value, where he was bringing two ofot, it also says v'chiper alav hakohen mechatato. But in the case of the lowest value, which is the asrit ha'iva, it says v'chiper alav hakohen al chatato asher chata. Now, how do you explain the difference in the terminology? The Gemara has an absolutely beautiful drasha, matam udlomar. Because you see from here, minayin ata omer, shemeviim mehegdesh kisba asira, umehegdesh sira akisba, or for that matter, even mehegdesh kisba vesira torin of neona. And if you got yet poorer from torin of neona, you can actually bring asriteifa. This is where you see it from. Because basically, and what do I mean? Ketza. If you're mafresh for kisba sira v'hani and you got poor, you can bring an oaf. If you're owed hani, you can bring an asira teifa. If you're mafresh and asiri teifa and you got rich, you can bring an oaf. You got even further rich, you can be mosif and bring a kisba sira. If you were mafresh a kisba sira and they got a mum, And now you have money. If you need to, Imratza Yavi Ben Amayimoth. If you were mafresh an oath and it got a mum, then you're in trouble. Because an oath doesn't have a mum to allow you to sell it. And therefore, you cannot bring bidama. But anyway, this is the point of the pasuk. That's why it says mechatato. So in other words, you were mafresh a seira. Mechatato, take money out of that seira to pay for the oath. You were mafresh for the oath, take mechatato to be purchasing the asrit eifa. You needed to add money, add al chatato, above and beyond his asrit eifa, to buy the oath. So, it's beautiful. You can't go any lower. There's the Torah talking about, okay, the only thing you can do is you can add, so al chatato. But the other, you go lower, you say me chatato. Now, the only thing that remains to be clarified is, since by oath it's possible to go in either direction, you could either be Moshef al chatato and bring a seira, or you can take me chatato and buy chatat. So, the truth is that we start to think, why couldn't we use one example of each? Tell me that the higher price you go used to buy lower, and vice versa, lower pricing goes to be higher. Why do we need all three of them? Says the Gemara, no, we do need all three of them. Yitzchak. Yitzchak lemichtav mechatato, both by kispor sira and by oath. Yitzchak lemichtav gabi oath. Let's start with that. Why? Because had it said, let's say, only by kispor sira. Okay, so I would have known that I can use money for a kispor sira towards an oath. So I would have said that if somebody was mafresh a kispor and then he gets poor, so from the money that he had set aside, he can go ahead and be mechalad on a bird. So now he can bring an oaf. But you know why? That's because an oaf is also an animal. So tarayu minei damim. I understand the Torah allows the utilization of one blood, substituting one blood for another blood. Okay. But asiri daifa, out of a bird, where it's like, whoa. Two different kingdoms. Lav mine damim. You know, there's no blood at all in an asirit haifa. I would have thought, maybe not, because over there, the Tzairi lokot afkra mechatato gabeyov. Had it not said that extra mechatato, I would have said, no, if you were mafresh ma'ot for your bird, lekino, and then you became poor, you certainly can't use that money to buy an asirit haifa mincha. Because the lav mine damim, it's not a type of damim. You'll have to bring an asirit haifa from your own home, from your bank account. What are you going to do with this money? Well, the money that you were mafresh, unfortunately, you'll just have to give it to the Beis HaMikdash as a nedava, and it will be used for a kaitz hamizbeach. Therefore, comes along the pasuk to write mechatato, even by a bird, to teach me that from the hegdish that was meant for an oath, you can also nami maiti asrit eifa. You can also bring an asrit eifa. But on the other hand, changes the bakla girsa, on the other hand, itzut lemichtav al chatato gabi asrit eifa. You also have to have the asrit eifa written itself. You can't learn it out from the oath. And because what it's saying is, vavikama. Ki mafresh. Let's say you're going to be mafresh l'asrita ifa. Now, hadamaita, before you bring it, you got more money. So now, nosifa layem v'naite of. You became rich, eshir. You can add on that and bring a kispra sira. And that's why, my time akatav al chatato gabisi asrita ifa. Couldn't it have said, the oath is the example of the al-chatato. We can use money, al-chatato, for the bird. Yes, but had it written it there, I would have thought that's the only case where you could add money. Because I would have said, okay, if you were already set aside money for a king, which is also a type of domium, and then you got rich. So there, you can add to the original value and bring either a kispor or a seira, because both of them are the same kingdom. They're both mine damim on the mizbeach. So I'm substituting one for the other. But if I was mafresh ma'ot to bring a korban mincha v'asirit haifa, And then I became rich, and now I can't be yotzer with the Aser Taifa. I would have thought, you can't mix money for an Aser Taifa with mini dummy. So I should not be able. I would not have known. As I was said, if you bought Aser Taifa ve'ashir, so Eloh ha'ashir too. If you didn't make a lot of money to bring an oath, if you made even more money, Yishir Tuva, Brikispa Seira, that's what I would have thought from your own home. And what about the original money? Too bad. How in Mot, the original money for the Asir Taifa? You'll have to use that to give a gift, actually, for Kaitza Mizbeah. That's why I need to know that even on the Asir Taifa, that no, you can use that money. That means that I now need to know both ends. That I can bring the Chatat both by Shirut and Bidalut. It writes, Mei Chatato, meaning the upper and the second, not Dalei Dalut, Hashirut and Dalut, Mei Chatato, and by the third, which is called Dalei Dalut, the very poorest, Al Chatato, the Midrash Kedamrin, to teach us the way that we were trying to say above. Omer Abelaz, remember Boshaya? Someone was Metame Migdash, and he has Chayav and a Korbanot of a Yorid. And he is rich, so he went ahead, as rich people usually do, try to figure out a way to cut corners.
So they stay rich.
Yeah, that's so he was mafresh a cane, hoping he would get away with being able to bring a cane, instead of being mafresh for his kevins. And then, sure enough, God said, okay, you want to bring it, you know, okay, fine, I'm poor. Now you can be outside with your birds, you know. So he loses his money. The din is that in that case, the poor get poorer. Because since at the time that he was mafresh that bird, he couldn't use that. So it was nitka. Because had he brought it for his carbon, it wouldn't have been yotzeh. So therefore, all that he said, he does that. Once it was not usable, it remains unusable. I was going to have to bring the whole thing from the beginning. Omer, Ravuna, brother of Yeshua, Shema Mina Tlat. You see three things from here. First of all, Shema Mina Baalei Chayim Nidachim, because at the time that he was Matrishes, they were alive. And nonetheless, you're telling me, Ohavan Nidche Yidache. Furthermore, Kedusha Damim also is Nidche, because over here, since it's unsuitable to be brought in the Mizbeach, it's the wrong Korban. Some of Mela was Nidka, and therefore remains Dochui. And furthermore, you see that Dochui, if it was indeed Dochui at the moment that you had brought it, which is Meikara, that even that is considered to be Dichui. Mativ Rav Ukva Barham, it says that if someone was Mafrish, a female, for Korban Pesach, before Pesach, it has to graze the Kilakatsabum. And then you can sell it, and then you can buy a Korban Pesach, which has to be a Zohar, with its money. How about if this Nekeva that you were mafresh for a Pesach has a Zohar himself, herself? You can't bring that Zohar, because that Zohar came from a mother that was Kedusha Dechuya. Therefore, the child is also Kedusha Dechuya. What do you do, therefore? You wait until it gets a moon, and you sell it. Use its money to bring a Korban Pesach.
The
Vlad. Rabbi Shimon says no. You can actually use the Vlad Zachar itself as a Korban Pesach. So you see that according to him, he holds that it is not santichui, and that the moment that this mother becomes a male, so to speak, by having a child that's a male, the male is untochui. Amri Devei Rabbi Yana, Ki Amrina L'Rabbana, the Rabbi Shimon. What are you asking of me from Rabbi Shimon? I don't understand. I told you that Hovi Nitche Yidache, and you bring me a kasha from Rabbi Shimon. I'm going according to the Rabbanan of Rabbi Shimon. And they hold Baalei Chayim Einan Yidachim. These next words, Agrala Inam Ma'akevet, is an insert from a sugya where Dichui has to do with the Shnei Asirim. It does not belong here. The time. Because the sugya, as you remember, where this is brought up, is clearly a machlokas, Rabbi Shimon and Rabbanan. Over there it's talking about, we're made echad man. The question is, if you have the two seirim, and the two seirim became dikva with the gora, and one of them dies, the halacha is, according to one man yama, you can bring the chaver without a hagrala to team it up with another. So what does that show you? First of all, it shows you there wasn't nitche. And even though at the moment that the other one died, you couldn't use it, all you need to do is buy another one, team it up. And you don't even have to make a new hagrala to make that one the opposite. And then you realize it's not ma'akev. So therefore, I'm telling you, don't ask me for Rabbi Shimon. I'll leave it up on. But this indeed is Rabbi Shimon Shita all over. Omer Chista, you should know that when it comes to a determination of which of two birds that you're mafresh for when you're going to bring a carbon chatas bidalut, and as we've mentioned many times before, a korban chatat bidalut consists of two birds, not one chatat. It consists of echad chatas ve'echad lo'ila. I've mentioned to you many times the beautiful svara of Rameir Simcha, the Or Sameach, who explains that the chatas behema includes in it both chalavim, emurim, and basar. But a oaf doesn't have any chalavim. Nothing is put on the mizbeach. So therefore, the substitution for when you owe a chatas behema has to be both an eilat sa'of and a chatas sa'of. The eilat sa'of becomes the equivalent of the emurim on the mizbeach because it's entirely on the mizbeach. The chatas becomes an equivalent of the basar. Together, those two birds equal one behema. In other words, they have the chalokim of one behema chatas. Which one is which? Well, either that can be determined at the time that they're purchased, or it can be determined at the moment that the Kohen actually does his avod, about siyata Kohen. On Rav Shimi Bar Ashi, my time with the Rav Chista, where does Rav Chista get that from? From the fact that on the one hand it says that imlotim tsayada deise. So it says, v'lakash teitorim o shnei b'neo. Na'achad lo'la v'achad v'chadad. And that v'lakha is that she is the one who, at the time that she buys it, can say, Echad lola, this one is lola, this one is a chatas. On the other hand, it says, V'asah ha-kohen, et ha-echad chatat ve-et ha-echad lola. It's the Kohen who makes one a chatas, and makes one an ayla, which teaches you that you have two options. It's either b'lekach l'kichad ba'alim, or it's b'asiyat kohen, mitve. It says, "V'kriv Aaron et asira shehala lavagral Hashem v'yasahu chatat." This teaches us what made it the chatat. Which word goes next to the asiyah? The Kohen or the Goral? It's the Goral that teaches you that the Goral made it the chatat, and not the Kohen. The Kohen can't announce this is a chatat. It's not going to help. Only the Goral is going to be koveit as a chatas, because you would have thought, sheyochod, you would have thought, I mean, on the contrary, normally, mava makom shelo kidesha goral kidesha shem. In a case where a normal korban, you can't make a goral to determine which one is the ayla, which one is the chatas, so you can't be koveh the shame of a korban when you make a goral.
It's not a goral. That's like a contradiction to the concept of a goral to be a doesn't make it, of course.
What do you mean? Put two things in a hat, right, and determine which one is which.
But that's, one has to go out. One can't say, okay, this is that would be
you can't do a goral.
You can't, okay.
No, you cannot do a goral to determine a chatas and an oaf on your birds.
Which one is the chatat and which one is
right.
The oaf?
You can only announce yourself.
I totally misunderstood.
So
he says, whatever comes to my right,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm. You write chatas and oil on two pieces of paper, put it in a hat, stick in your hand, pick out one, and pick out the other in your other hand. Doesn't help.
That doesn't
define the din of your birds or of any animal that you're choosing for a carbon. And over there, only your own kriyat Hashem is koveya, right? Okay. So, kol shekein, in a place where the Torah is willing to let things go a bit and allow the goral to be koveya. So kol shekin, if the kohen goes out of his way to be koveya without a goral, eino din shekadesh Hashem isn't even better. That's what I would have thought. Talmud Lomar, that's why it says in the pasuk v'asau chatat, the only thing that makes it a korban chatas is the goral osei chatat. Vein Hashem osei chatat. Now, it's pretty clear to me, line is the Gemara against Rav Chisda, that if we are contrasting the goral to the shame, it has to be the same case, right? In other words, you're saying, if I did a goral, it wouldn't work. So therefore, and nonetheless, the shame does work. That's the Kal V'Chomer. Okay, when did you do the goral? In the store? It wasn't yours. You could only do the goral after you bought it. But Rav Chisda, you said that even if you would announce which one is which after you bought it, it wouldn't help. It would have to be at the time that you bought it or at the time that the kohen is doing it. So where is the goral? The goral has to be, by definition, in the middle of those two times. And your Kal V'Chomer is, well, a goral doesn't work, but the shame does work. And you said the shame doesn't work. Now, how do you explain that? So I see this as shame dumya de goral. If the goral is, by definition, neither at the time of the likicha, of the purchase of the birds, nor at the time of the asiyata kohen of the birds, so then that has to be the shame that we're contrasting that does work. Af Hashem has to be neither bilakicha nor ba'asiyah. Brilliant question on Rav Chisda. And the answer is quite clear. Namely, Omar Rava. Okay, come on. You're being too literal. What he's saying is like this. If in the place where goral doesn't work, and that lokidesh ha-goral would be something that does not work, even if it could be belekichat, or even basiat ha-kohen, so the kidesh ha-shem, either belekichat balim or basiat ha-kohen, over here, where the goral is mekadesh bedavka, not peshat lekicha, not peshat asiya, kol shekein, the shame should be koveya where it's able to be koveya, belekicha ba'asiya. It's not saying it that each is koveya in the same place. It's saying each one will be koveya at the time that it's capable of being koveya. So if a goral wouldn't work ever to be koveya the two birds, and the shame does, of course, only b'lekicha basia. So kol shekein, a goral should work in its own way. Talmud Omar, in this case, v'yaso chatat, a goral ose chatat, v'in Hashem ose chatat. That's exactly the point. I'm saying that therefore I would think that if a goral works, kol shekein, a kriyat shem should work. Because Kriyat Shem always works, and a goral only works in the Beit HaMikdash, in this case. Okay, fine. So this is not a question. Or I have another question. A Mitame Mikdash, who is Chayev Korban Olav Yore, and he is an Oni. So he was Mafrish Ma'ota by birds. And then he became rich, via Shira Charkach. And he says, Elu L'chatati, ve'elu la'olati. So if he was koveya, which one is which? Mosif umevi chovato, only from the mei chatato. But he cannot add to the bird that is an oila to bring a chatas, because he already defined which one's an oila and which one is a chatas. Now look, how in the world could he have said elu l'chatati ve'elu la'olati according to your Chisda after he already bought them? It says over here, he bought his birds, and then he said, which according to you is an impossible case. And over here, and nonetheless it says, well, he can only add money to his khatat, not to his ola. What khatat? What ola? All there is money. How do you explain that? On Rav Sheshet. Ah, come on. You're taking a brayta that obviously is really a messed up braita, and you're using it as a raya, well, you're going to try to read this braita the way it's written. V'tizra matnita mataknata. This is a mitukan braita. A medina mitukenet. Hey, braita mitukenet. Tiktoni v'heshir v'yachakach amar. That's ridiculous, because Rabbi Lazar quotes Rabbi Oshaya saying that if a metame migdash asher would bring a korban ani, he would not be yotzei. So I don't understand what you're saying. This korban is, if he became, it says over here, hashir, and he said, elul chatati. Which chatati, you idiot? You're an asher. So it wouldn't work anyway, because whatever you're saying is not the korban that you're chayev. So how could you say this is going to my chatas? So the way the bright is written makes no sense at all. Elamait lachlamema, how do you understand the words in the bright? Not literally, that after the time that he bought it, he said, it needs to be understood as if he had said before, right? That's how you're going to have to understand it. So elamait lachlamema shekvar amar, while he was poor. That's what you're going to have to understand. It can't mean he's saying it now that he's rich. He had already said it when he was poor. No. Once you're saying he had said it before while he was poor, you might as well go ahead and say he had said it at the time that he bought it when he was poor, which is perfectly true. According to Rav Kista, that's when you would say it. So, Achinam Shikvar Amar Mishat Afrat Shato. You might as well go all the way and fix the braita properly. But wait, I mean, that's only true if, in fact, Rebbe Lazar, who quotes Rav Hoshaya, is correct. But how about if Rav Chaga, who quotes Rav Hoshaya, is correct? And he says, Rebbe Chaga, Omer Rav Hoshaya, whose version is, he is Yotzei, if he's a Matami Migdash Asher, who brings the carbon on you. So how are you going to say over there that something's wrong with the Braita? What gives you the right to say something's wrong with the Braita? Makes perfectly good sense as written. My Ikalamema. Well, then you'll have to change the girsa, not to understand it that way. It's nay. V'acharkach lakach. Zoynachinami. Meaning that it was done at the time of the lakicha, not v'acharkach amar. V'acharkach lakach. V'amar. Meitvei. Okay, fine. So I got another kasha for you. Mitzora oni. Shevi korban ashir yatsa. Ashir shevi korban ani lo yatsa. Now, have I shown you that Reb Chaga's version is wrong? To you, if the Reb Chaga or Reb Oshaya, obviously that's a wrong girsa. Because it says over here that you're not Yotze, and you quote Reb Oshaya, and you are Yotze. Amar lecha shiny gabi mitzora. No. I didn't say that about a mitzora. Hold on a minute over here. Bring me two different cases. We were talking about a matami migdash kedoshim v'tzayev a korban olav yoreh, and you bring me a raya from a mitzora, which is not the same korban. I mean, it's a korban of a mitzora. It only has two options. It doesn't have three options. I mean, but that's not the point. A mitzora is unique. Shiny gabi mitzora. A mitzora is very different, because over there it says, Zotie torata mitzora, beyom taharato. And that means to tell me, this is the only case where you can be yotze. Yoki. So then you could say the same thing, that if a mitzora ani would bring a korban asher, you also shouldn't be yotze. According to you, you're saying, Zot, here's the case where we're very makpid, you're not yotze. Not the case of Matami Migdash Kedosha. So if you bring a carbon that's worth even more money, you should say the same thing. Look, the Torah said Zot. You can't change it. Even if you want to pay more money, you can't change it. So why is it that it should be that way? How come we always talk about the usher who brings a carbon on him? Ah, because lie, absolutely. In that case, he would be Yotze. You know why? Because a Hadre Krah, the Pasuk brought back in that case to be Yotze. Because it says, Torat HaMitzorah. V'atanya, Torata Mitzora is coming to be Marva, a Mitzora Ani, who brings a Korban Hashel, he's Yotze. You might think it comes to be Marva, even the opposite case. Yochal Afilu Ashir, Shevi Korban Ani, so will be Yotze. Talmud Lomar Zot. Okay, fine, but great. Now we have Mitzora. You're saying Mitzora is unique. Where does it say Mitzora is unique? Why can't Mitzora be a model? And then apply that model to the case of the Matan Migdash Rikadosha. I mean, because the word, the Zot, is not coming to be Motzi other cases that are like Mitzora. It's coming to explain the difference between becoming rich and becoming poor. So one who has one and brings the wrong one. Zot comes to tell me they're not both the same. And that an Ani can bring something that's rich. But why not use it as a model of a Leilat Mine? Learn out from the Mitzora to Mitami Migdash V'Kedosha. Ah, no, that's the different thing. That's because the Torah specifically says, V'im dal hu v'ein yado maseget. This, in the case of Mitami Migdash, is someone, is he and only im dal hu. So, sorry, Mitzora, Imdalhu, Velakat Keves Achadasham. There, it's a unique case. And over there, it's who and only who. Mitzora, who dasher shevi korbananayim, who de lo yatsa. But, a case of Tamim Migdash Rikadosha, and asher shevi korbananayim, according to my shita, in Rav Hoshaya, is yatsa. Or Mehagdash Sira Kizba, or Mehagdash Kizba Vesira Torin of Neyona, or Mehagdash Torin of Neyona Asiritaifa. What do I mean, Kesa? Zira Mafresh la Kizba, or la Sira. And then, Hani, Yavi of Hani, Yavi Asiritaifa. He frees la Siritaifa, and Hashir, Yavi of. Further Hashir, it says in Ashirut, Mechatato, it says in Dalut, Al Chatato, it says in Dalei Dalut, Matalulumar. Because, Minayato, Mesha, Mevi, Megdish Kispa, Sira, Mehegdish, Sira, Kispa, Megdish Kispa, Usira, Torim of Neona, Umehegdish, Torim of Neona, Asrita Efa. Ketzat. And when I say that, what do I mean? I mean, Hifrish la kispa v'sira v'yeh'ani, yavi'ov, he'ani, yavi'ov, sirat ha'ifa. Hifrish ha'sirit ha'ifa v'hashir, yavi'ov, hashir further, yavi kispa v'sira. Hifrish kispa v'sira v'nista'evo, imratza, yavi'ov, edameyem, ov. Hifrish ov, nista'ev, that's a different problem there. Lo yavi b'damav v'sirit ha'ifa, because there is no way to be both of the ov, shen ov, pidyon. But anyway, so how do I know all of this? Because lekach ne'emar mechatato al chatato. So you can both take money from your chatat to apply it to something else, or you can add money al chatato to apply it somewhere else. And we need to have mechatato written both by kispa sira and by of, because he kataf kragabe yegdish kis. Kizba to use for the sirah or hegdash sirah, and using it for an oath. Havamina, okay, I understand that ifrish kizba. If he's poor, so then he can use mechatato mehalin maot achlinon al oath, because bring your oath. Because both the kizba and the oath are tarvayu mineida mimninu. But I mean, tabayana sirita ifa. Maybe not. If the Torah hadn't tif kra mechatato gabayofa, would have said if you're mafresh ma'ot for a cane, and then you got poor, then it's tough. Lo maite asiriteifa, because if there's lav minei daminu, you will have to pay for that asiriteifa out of your wallet. The other ma'ot that you were mafresh have to go for nadav. To teach me that even in that direction, that mehegdash the oath, you can also be maite asirita ifa. Vokikoma, kima frishla asirita ifa. And then on your way to bringing it before you buy it, your hashir, you could be mosey following of an atiofi. Again, you got richer. You could be mosey following and bring a kisprasira. And my time aktiv al katatoga be yasirita ifa, because ikatav al katoga be oaf, I would have thought only in the case of the oaf, ki mafish mot lekinove hashir, you can add and bring a kispa or a sira, de tarvao mine damim. But if you were going to bring an asirita ifa, your mafish maot, and then you became richer, you can't use that money to bring an oaf. You'd have to bring it from your own home. So, if you didn't make a lot of money, you'd have to bring it off from your home. You made a lot of money, then you'd bring a kispa asira. What about the original money for that? For the asirita ifa? That's tough. That original money, you blew in the dava. Adahachi katif kra. Therefore, the Torah had to write it this way. Ba'adein chatat bashirut vidalut mechatata. By Dalei Dalot, Al Chatato, in order to support the Medrash exactly as we just read it. Kidam Rana. Omer Blazer Omevashaya, a Metami Migdash, who was an Ashir, who was Mafresh Akain, hoping to get away with flying in economy while his wife flies in business. And then he ends up being Heni. It's too late. He cannot use that money for his carbon, because all the nitche yidache. So even though this was the carbon that now is meant to be his, ironically, but since at that time it was nitche, remains doch. Okay, we learned three things from there. Balei chayim nidachim, kedushat damim is dichri, and that dichri mikor have dichri. Mati revuk for parchama, hamafresh nikev ala pisro karmat pesach teira achitis taviti macher v'yaviben amia pesach. How about if she has a child as a zohar? You can't use that zohar. Why? Because it came from kedusha dechuya. So you have to wait achitis taviti macher v'yaviben amia pesach. Reb Shimon says no. Who asks for yikar of pesach? So from him you see that balakayim einam nidachim. Amid the Rav Oshaya, so what are you asking of me? I'm going only with the Rabbanan. And the Rabbanan of Rabbi Shimon, all balakayim are not nidachim. The Tanya made the chad mehem, mevi chavero, shalo ba'agrola, divi Rabbi Shimon. Alma kasava balakayim einam nidachim, and agrola einam akevet. So what are you asking? This is Rabbi Shimon. Omer of Yista, Ein Akinin mit Parshat, unless it's at the time that you're actually buying them, Elibet Kikat Baalim, or at the time that the Kohen comes to do the Avayit, and he says, I'm doing this one as an oath. Then Omer of Shimi Barashi, my time, the Rav Kista, we have two psalkim. One says, V'lakash te torim shnei v'neona, that's the Shas Lakicha. And one says, V'yasakayna chatachatata, that's the chasta siyasa koin. So therefore, it's evil akichad baalim or biasat koin. Meitvi on this. Viasau chatat, hagoralo seu chatat, vinashimo seu chatat. And in a koin, oseh chatat, because you would have thought if it hadn't said beferish that only the goral does it, you would have said, well, it's a kalvachomer. If in a normal carbon, you cannot use a goral to be makadish, but you could certainly use the kriyas Hashem that you give it to be makadish at any point. So, mokob shekidesha goral, the only case that we know where the goral is koveya, koshikain, if you just said what it is, that for sure would be enough to be koveya, right? So, certainly in the case of Yom Kippur, Eino dimchi kadesh Hashem. Therefore, comes like the pasuk to say, "V'yaso chatat." Only the goral is what defines it as the chatat. Nothing else in Hashem aseo chatat. But here's my question to you: you said it's only b'lakichad ba'alim or b'asiyat kohen, but over here we're contrasting kriyat shem to the goral. Okay, so then it would mean that the shem has to be similar to the goral. It's just like the goral. When I take the goral in Yom Kippur, it's not the Peshat Lekicha, it's not Peshat Asiyah, it's in the middle. So then that means that the shame that we're referring to, that we said for sure should work, would be a shame that is not Peshat Lekicha and not Peshat Asiyah. Amarav no hachikama. It means each one in its place. In other words, if in a normal korban you cannot use a goral in a place where you would use the shame, meaning b'likichat balim v'asiyat kohen, nonetheless, you're mekadesh with the shame. At the time, you could have b'likichat balim v'asiyat kohen. Over here, by Yom Kippur, where yekadesh goral shalom b'likichat shalom b'siyah. So for sure, had you been kore the shame at the time of the likicha or at the time of the asiyah, for sure, shalom. That's the point. We're not trying to say they're both going to work at the same time. Talmud Lomar, V'yaso Chatat, Agoral Otseo Chatat, V'ina Shem Otse Chatat. Meitvei, Ametam in Migdash Oni, Shifrish Ma'ot Lekino V'Heshir, V'achar Kach Amar Eilu Lechatati V'Eilu Lolati, Mosif U'mevi Chovato Midmei Chatato, but he can't add to the bird, which is the Me'olato. But wait a minute. There's no such thing as it's being a chatas or an oila. It's because he's talking about v'yachar kach. So he already owned the birds. So it was not the shas lekicha. And it was not the shas hatzika. Nonetheless, it says, v'katoni, mei v'chovato midmei chatato v'lo midmei olato. On Rav Sheshi, come on, mistavet matnitam mitak, nantahi. Obviously, it makes no sense anyway, this braita. Because the braita says, heshir v'yachar kach. Amar. What do you mean, Ashiva Kakamar? I thought Rabbi Oshaya is quoted by Rabbi Lazar saying that a Matame Migdash Ashir that brought a carbon on it wouldn't be Otsi anyway. So how could he now, as an Ashir, be saying, this is for my bird as a Chatas? You don't have a bird. So therefore, there's no way that you could be Otsi. You're now an Ashir. So therefore, the only way to understand the Brisa is, who had already, while he was an Ani, who had made it. Okay, so then that's true over here. So you might as well go all the way. Change it to say, Shekvar Amar Mishata Frashatom. And what about according to Pchagom Rebushaya? Who says that you are Yotzi Ma'ikalamima? Tni v'charkach lakach, not lakach v'yacharkach, but rather, who was Hashir and then bought the birds. But meanwhile, it's Tiyufta Rav Chagom Rav Yoshaya who says that you're not Yotze. That you are Yotze. Amalacha, that's different. A Mitzera is not Yotze. Because Miet Rachman is Zot. But if it says Zot, how come it only works on the Asher that's bringing the Oni? It should work even on the Mitzorah, on the Shevi Karban Asher. No, lie. That would work. Because Ahadre Kra, Torah, Zot Torah. And indeed, the bride that says Zot Torah is the Rabot Mitzorah, on the Shevi Karban Asher. That he would be Yotze. Now, you might think even an Asher Shevi Karban Ani would be Yotze. That's why it says Zot. Yeah, okay, fine, that's great, but why don't we learn out from Mitzorah to Betami Migdash Ugedoshah? Leila Fine. Ah, that's because Omakra Imdalhu, the Mitzorah Ve'inyadoma Segat. It's only the Mitzorah where an usher that's maybe the carbon only is who, as it says, the Loyatza. But if Atami Migdash Ugedoshah, the usher that was maybe the carbon only would be Yotzei.